my homily. I don't know how many I can take, but 226, that's my limit. So maybe three-year-olds, four-year-olds, and five-year-olds we start with, and come over here and grab an egg, but don't open it. And I have another basket, three-year-olds, four-year-olds, five-year-olds over here, and we'll see if we have enough eggs right here. And then come up and sit by my chair. Come on, come on. Grab an egg right here. Is that 226? Nope. Okay. Three-year-old, four-year-old, five-year-old, six-year-old. 6 years old. Come on up, come on up. Do we have enough for everybody? Come on up. Seven-year-olds. I think we have enough for everybody. Grab one egg, but don't open it. Okay, now they know what's going on. The first one's up, get the rug. That's more cushy. Come on up, come on up. Did you get an egg? Don't open it. Los muchachos no lo abren todavía. So, three-year-olds, four-year-olds, five-year-olds, what am I about to? Six and seven? Okay. Do I have enough? Everybody, come on up. All the children that want to come on up. Okay, are we ready? Okay. Now, what is inside a real egg? What's inside a real egg? A chicken. Maybe it's a chicken. How about a rabbit? No. Who brings rabbits? Rabbits don't come in eggs like chickens do. How about, what's another animal that comes in an egg? I go with quack, quack, quack. A duck. A duck. Well, an egg gives a mother chicken or a mother duck, a baby chicken or a baby duck. Well, baby chickens are called chicks, or they're called peeps. And why are they called peeps? Because they go beep, beep, beep. I thought that was pretty neat. Now, why do we have Easter eggs on Easter Sunday? Why do we have Easter eggs on Easter Sunday? That's exactly right. God came back from the dead. New life. How old are you?
Six.
Six. Do you go to Sacred Heart and Cathedral Catholic School? There you go. New life. Chickens and ducks get new life from an egg. They are new life, and on Easter, Jesus gives us new life by his rising from the dead. His resurrection. That's what we're celebrating today. And in fact, every Sunday. And in fact, every Mass. Well, you can now, oh, I see one open. Now, you can go back to your families and open the egg and have them read it to you, okay? Oh, you got the golden one. You got five. Okay. It says on the inside, no candy. Aren't you glad? Jesus is not here in the tomb. He has been raised, from Luke's gospel. Then on the other side, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, your beloved. I think we have some more, so after Mass, you can take some home for the little ones at home or your friends or family. New life in heaven. new life in heaven. From our second reading, Colossians, seek what is above. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. You too will appear with Christ in glory. Jesus died and rose from the dead to open up the gates of heaven, to give us new life, eternal life, to praise him forever with the Father and the Holy Spirit, rejoicing with all the saints in heaven, to reunite with our loved ones in the eternal banquet. Wow, I can't wait. Maybe it'll happen this afternoon, maybe in 1,000 years, but we can't wait. But we're here on this earth. New life on this earth, what does that mean? How to put into practice this kingdom of God living? As we are preparing for the kingdom of God, how do we put that into practice right here, the kingdom of God living? From the morning prayer intercessions for yesterday, Christ, Son of the living God, through baptism we were buried with you, risen also with you in baptism, may we walk in newness of life. Newness of life, what does that mean? How can we use our baptismal graces that we received maybe yesterday for some of you, maybe 100 years ago for some of you? How do we walk in newness of life? That baptism was our entry into newness of life. How do we sustain this new life while here on earth? Well, number one, we put God first. Not things, not money, not power, not control, not pleasure. We put God first. That's how to re-enter our baptism. That's how to re-enter the newness of life that God gave us. Second, we seek pardon from our sins. From the first reading, Acts chapter 10, everyone who believes in Jesus of Nazareth will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. Nobody else can forgive sins. We need to keep turning to Jesus. We are sinners. We are weak. We are, in that sense, pathetic. Well, but we can always turn to Jesus and be forgiven. Next, we live compassionately, compassionately, to suffer with each other through all the aches and pains of life. The challenges, big and small, the drought we're undergoing, unemployment, illness, yes, even death, to find each other compassionately, reaching out to each other. We live united, united, even if we have differences, politics, sports, races, nationalities, religion. We must be united in Christ. We are all sons and daughters of the Father. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. And we love. We love as Jesus did, sacrificing his very life for us, that we may have new life. For example, a big one I always mention, reconciliation. How can we reconcile with our brothers and sisters, our co-workers, our family members, our parishioners? Maybe it's your bishop. To say things, just good morning, happy Easter. I'm sorry, can we get a new start? I forgive you. I'm thinking of you. I love you. Text, call, send a card, visit in person, smile. Start this new life today. Today. Yes, with that person you're thinking about right now. Concluding prayer every Friday night in the Breviary. All-powerful God, keep us united with your Son in his death and burial so that we may rise to new life with him who lives and reigns forever and ever. United with Jesus, united with each other. Yes, new life in Christ Jesus. Our Savior, our brother, our friend. Let us ask for his grace to start new life here, step by step, compassionate, united, and loving. Let us often make use of the sacraments of confession, reconciliation, and Holy Mass, the Eucharist, to strengthen us. Let us prepare for new life forever in heaven. Jesus is not here in the tomb, but he has been raised. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, your beloved.